Inside Look. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. A former top aide in the Trump administration before the House January 6th committee this afternoon, Cassidy Hutchinson, told lawmakers days before the Capitol riot she was nervous about what could happen and told her boss, then Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
He said something to the effect of, there's a lot going on, Cass, but I don't know. Things might get real, real bad on January 6th.
And she says she overheard Trump complain about metal detectors at his rally that morning and recalled being told former President Trump was angry after being told by the Secret Service he could not go to the Capitol because it was too dangerous, even lunging for the steering wheel of the official presidential vehicle. Primaries in several states tonight, including New York, where Democrat Kathy Hochul is running for her first full term as governor.
The Supreme Court came after our right to protect citizens from guns on the streets and abolished the ability to have women's autonomy over their own bodies. So once again, our rights are at stake.
Republicans Lee Zeldin has won his primary, defeating Andrew Giuliani and former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino. In Oklahoma, Senator James Lankford has won his primary. An FDA panel has made its recommendation for a more specific COVID booster for the fall.
The FDA panel says a booster program for the fall should be initiated to prevent a COVID-19 surge. The idea is to create a combination shot that protects against the highly contagious Omicron variant. The decision comes as more recent offshoots of Omicron, BA4 and BA5, account for the majority of new cases across the nation. Pfizer and Moderna have been working on formulations of their respective vaccines that combat the mutations, as has a third company, Novavax.
Fox's Kurnal Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A former Nebraska congressman avoids prison time in a corruption case.
Former U.S. Rep. Jeff Fortenberry is sentenced to 2 years of probation, a $25,000 fine, and community service after a federal California jury found the Nebraska Republican guilty in March of falsifying and concealing material facts and two counts of lying over a campaign donation from a foreign national in 2016 that, according to evidence presented at his trial, was arranged through other people at a fundraiser in L.A. Fortenberry has maintained his innocence, and he plans to appeal. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has appointed Mark Vargo the lead prosecutor in the Senate impeachment trial of former Attorney General Jason Roundsburg to fill the remainder of Roundsburg's term. Noem had pushed for Roundsburg to step down after he struck and killed a pedestrian with his car in 2020. Roundsburg was impeached and removed from office last week. An accounting giant is slapped with a record fine for employees cheating.
Some of the people meant to make sure there's no cheating get caught cheating. One of the world's largest auditing firms, Ernst & Young, has been hit with a $100 million fine, the largest ever of its kind, because hundreds of its auditors at the accounting giant cheated on ethics tests they were required to take to get or maintain their professional licenses. And the company withheld evidence of this misconduct from federal authorities investigating the matter, according to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Ernst & Young admitted to the SEC's charges and says it's complying with the agency's penalty. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Police in the Netherlands say two people have been arrested after a jewel theft at an international art fair. Police say the robbers appeared to be carrying weapons and had a sledgehammer when they made off with the jewelry. And they say the two suspects are in custody from Belgium. They are looking for at least two more. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.